Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection. Fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow.
TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, it's the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked right here for the next 180 minutes on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. We've got lots to get into. Aaron Torres, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, will join us at the bottom of the hour. And I think a lot of that talk is going to be NCAA tournament as we ratchet up for the final four of the men and the women. And let me, with that said, welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chris Broussard.
How are you?
All good.
All right. Well, that's good to hear. Let's have a great show. Let's introduce the Odd Couple crew. Of course, it's a funky flashback Friday. So we got our man, DJ Alex Tyshirt, on the ones and twos. He's deep in the crates.
I'm dusty.
The dust is getting in my eyes all the way in Jersey.
Chris, help me.
He's so dusty. Super producer Rob G is in full effect. And on the update.
Hey, Steve.
Our man, Steve DeSager. Rob, I got some harrowing statistics for you regarding this year's Final Four. Now, we all know it is a Final Four for the ages in that it's unprecedented. At least it feels that way. Number 9 seed, Florida Atlantic. Number 5 seed, San Diego State. Another 5 seed, Miami. And number 4 seed, UConn. And I'm telling you, it's worse, and I hate to say worse. I don't mean in a bad way, but those seeds, I don't think, Rob, even do justice to how unusual this is. These first three schools I mentioned, basketball powers none of them. You might know Miami of Florida because of football, and even that was been a while ago, right? They haven't been that good lately. You San Diego State, God bless Ephraim Salaam, God bless Kawhi Leonard, but they're not a basketball power, to say the least. And Florida Atlantic, yeah, I don't even need to say anything, but Florida Atlantic, all right? UConn, of course, a blue blood, and they are the heavy favorites now. But here's the deal, Rob. The first weekend of the tournament, when we began seeing all of these upsets, people loved it. They were all in. The ratings were the highest of all times. And now, oh my, ticket prices for this year's Final Four, down 91%. Let me tell you what 91% looks like. Last year, the average ticket for the Final Four, $2,885. This year, with the 91% decrease, the average ticket price, $234. And, Rob, the men's ticket prices are not only less than the women's for the Final Four, they're $97 less. Now, of course, the men play in a much larger venue. Theirs holds, you know, the men's venue in NPG Stadium seats 70,000. The women in the American Airlines Center only sees 20,000, but still, $97 less for the men than the women. Rob, your thoughts?
I called it. I told you.
Can you not make this about you
yes,
and make it about
I'm a,
the
no,
story?
No, I'm going to make it about me because it's about me.
Gosh.
That's what it's called, a radio
really?
Show. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's about me and my opinion.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I knew that this
okay.
would happen because
okay.
all those people called up. This is great. It's great to see Cinderella. Oh, my God. It's better. This is under. We don't know who's going to win. Wow. No, it ain't. This ain't no Final Four. I'm renaming it. It's the Final Flop. That's what this is. The Final Flop with slop. That's why people aren't buying
wow.
it. That's why people aren't watching. Nobody wants to see those schools. And of all the schools, UConn is the one that we have to embrace and hold on to, UConn. But all the other schools are, when it comes to college basketball, are never wases and has-beens. Nobody wants to see this.
I don't even think there has-beens.
There never wases. Okay. Nobody wants to see it. My God. A friend of mine told me he was down at the Final Four, and he put two tickets to the championship game on his windshield on the way into a restaurant. When he came out, there were four tickets there.
That ain't original, but it's still funny. Rob, what if some of the kids from San Diego State or Florida Atlantic are listening?
And?
You're going to get canceled.
That's all right. The Final Flop. That's what
oh
this
my
is.
Gosh.
Nobody, please, everybody out there who could hear that the sound of my voice. Do not tell me. Wait a minute. Brandon, what hat is that he's wearing? What is that? San Diego State. Brandon, you know what? Brandon was at the Salvation Army and saw a San Diego State hat, and now he's walking around with it like he's loving it. I'm just being real today, all right?
But hold on. Let me ask you this, Rob. And I feel you. I feel you. But let's keep it real. If it had been Alabama, Houston, UConn, and Purdue, would you know any of those kids either?
No, but there are some better players, like at least...
Well, if they were so good, they got to win the game.
No, but that doesn't mean because you have better players that you're going to win automatically. The point is,
that's been
these schools have never been involved
years.
In this. Okay, but these schools have never been involved. And you, everybody can say people love a Cinderella story. They might like one Cinderella, Chris, in the mix, and that makes it intriguing. And you might say, "Wow, that's awesome! How did they make it there?" But that's not what people want to see. I'm just being honest. That's why the TV ratings continue to tank, and that's why people aren't buying the tickets. Who's going to those schools? And the alumni
they don't have the alum
right, and the alumni from those schools.
Aren't
they
traveling.
Can't get off from work, so they can't go.
All right. I apologize for that last comment from my co-host.
What?
But no, look, that is one big thing, Rob. The Blue Bloods have alumni that travel.
They
right?
travel. That's why Bloods.
Absolutely.
Chris, even in college football, they want the big schools that travel. They
that
do.
That much is true. Absolutely. They got fans and boosters and alums who, you know, this is what they do. This is not, I mean, they didn't stop when they were students. Once they got some money and they could, you know, afford to travel, that's what they do. God bless them. I think that's great and that's a lot of fun. San Diego State don't have that. Florida Atlantic doesn't have that. So I'll give you that. But I am saying, as a sports writer who covers basketball, I mean, obviously mostly the NBA, and my interest and my coverage and my following of college basketball has lessened over the years as the best college-age players are in the NBA or now even the minor league somewhere. But like I said, Rob, for me, I mean, yeah, I know Brandon Miller from Alabama and Sasser from Houston and, you know, a couple of guys. But I can't sit here and act like if it was Purdue, I mean, they got the 7'4 kid. And, you know, I mean, like, but nobody know that most people don't know the college players anyway. And so to me, it's like, or at least on television, does it matter if it's Alabama and a bunch of players from that play for Alabama that you don't know? They're not even a blue blood, obviously, versus Florida Atlantic. Why is the big difference to you as a fan watching on TV? I get it with the alums that travel, but you watching on TV, what's the difference? What's the difference? Because, Rob, I have felt like you have. Over the years when, you know, you still, Robbie, we don't have to go back too far to know, you know, remember when there were, for the most part, recognizable players on these teams, right? But now it's barely even that. When you see three of the first four players in the NBA draft, none of them played in college in next month, that's going to show you the state of college basketball. But back then, Rob, I always felt, yes, the upsets were great for the early rounds, but when it got down to it, you wanted to see the big boys in the Final Four.
That's what happened.
I just don't know that there are any big – I think this Final Four is proof that there are no big boys anymore.
But it's still more about and I get the schools that you're mentioning, and while they're not Duke and North Carolina and those kind of schools, Chris – they still on San Diego State and Florida Atlantic. Like these are some people would have to look up where these schools are and who these like there's no
if
history.
They gotta
nothing.
Look up where San Diego.
Well, you know
State
what I'm saying. I'm talking about Florida Atlantic. Where is that? Where is that school? I'm just saying.
It's in Florida.
No, but where? Do you know where it
on
is?
The
what
East
city?
Coast, okay. It's off the Atlantic Ocean.
Are you
I
sure?
Imagine.
Are you positive? You know, there's a school called Miami, right? That's in Ohio.
Yes.
Okay. Miami.
That.
And you know what the name of that school is? Miami of Ohio. Because when you say Miami, everybody thinks Florida.
Right, right. All right. Well, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. It's your turn to weigh in. And I can't wait to hear these comments from you guys. Rob is not impressed by this Final Four at all. He called it the final flop. So let me ask you, does this Final Four prove that nobody really wants to see Cinderella teams advance that deeply into the tournament? We'll continue the conversation with you next. It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcast. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is a beautiful thing. Trust the brother. So bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. The final four or the final flop? Love it or hate it? Three underlings in the final four and one blue blood. Your thoughts?
All right, let's kick it off with Marty in Kentucky. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? How you doing this Friday?
We are great, Marty. How are you?
I'm good. Been watching out for River. He got his tonsils taken out, so he's having a rough week.
Oh, wow. Yeah, oh, tell wow. him we send our love and prayers for River, okay?
Absolutely.
I appreciate that.
How old is River now? I'm just curious.
He's 8.
Wow. Okay, the tonsils. Yeah, that's tough. All right.
About time for some new Jordans for
him. Right. That would cheer him up.
Right now, he's a soccer player. He's not interested in basketball.
Really? Okay. He's moved on. All right.
Well, we'll see. If he gets tall like I did, he might change his mind.
Right.
but on this subject, guys, there's to a degree I agree with Rob, because I feel, and I'm not saying cheating, I'm saying inconsistency. The refs from different conferences, different crews, they call games differently, and you go through the tournament and you have to play different styles a lot of times, and that's kind of a recipe for upsets. And I wish there was more consistency in how they call it. Some are more physical, some are much less. Now, that being said, right now I would put UConn up against any team in the country. They are playing stellar basketball. They have won two championships in the last 20 years, and this would be the third with a third coach. They're doing something right there at UConn. They're on the verge of being a blue blood.
No, that's impressive.
I think they are.
With three different coaches, that's impressive.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, obviously they don't go back as far as North Carolina's and things like that. But, Rob, I consider them, at this point, a blue blood. They've been great for a few decades now.
Yeah, it has been pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Brandon.
Some of the best players, you know, in the country they've had.
They've had a number. And guys who went on to the NBA to play. You know, and Rip Hamilton played at UConn.
Yep.
Brandon in Colorado, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
How you?
What's up?
Brandon,
good,
hello?
Good.
Go ahead.
Hey, you know, I think we're all used to seeing these bigger teams. Don't get me wrong, the top-name teams in this thing. But I think it's kind of interesting that now – we've got some of these, I'm not saying they're smaller teams, but they're making it kind of interesting and saying, hey, you know, we come out here, we play just as much as you do, and now we're in the big dance now, and yeah, I think it's kind of interesting.
That's fine, but people aren't responding to it. We get that. People say that it's interesting and you want to see it. But nobody's showing up for the game. Nobody. The television ratings have been dropping like a rock.
That's the issue.
It's not that interesting to everybody else. That's some people maybe, but not everybody. Let's go to Jason in West Palm Beach. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Doing good.
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to say I'm an FAU alum, and I have to say that it's energized this area. And we've never been really good at anything. We had Lane Kiffin for a few years, but this has energized the area. It's getting all the students and alum into sports. And I see a lot of people, actually alum friends, who are actually going to the games. And if they win this next game, I'm actually going to fly out there too to go to the game.
Okay.
Nice. So you'll have a section by yourself.
it creates new fans, and the ratings might be dropping now, but you know you're gonna have San Diego fans now that are gonna be more into it. You're gonna have FAU fans who are gonna be more into it.
Well, what it could do is it should help your recruiting.
Oh, there's no doubt about it.
And Rob, just like Gonzaga years ago, nobody heard of them, right? And now they're considered like a top program. So In 15 years, could Florida Atlantic be considered a top program? Sure, if they capitalize on this.
Yep.
For now, they're not.
877-99 on Fox. Let's go to Dre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. These new fans coming into college basketball because of the way teams are getting opportunity, they're here to stay. And the reason being is two things.
Wait a minute. Andre, we got that. Why aren't people who love Cinderella stories watching, and how come they're not buying tickets? Why do you think that is? Because you're saying they're here to stay. If I'm the NCAA, I'm scared to death that this is going to be the final flop years going by, is what I'm saying. Why aren't they showing up? Why don't people not care?
It's going to take them a while to get used to it, but Charlie Baker has a big job on his hand, and he can add this to the list. And the reason being is because the Blue Bloods do not have the overarching advantage because of the transfer portal.
Understand why.
Yes, we know.
We're asking about these teams.
People say that they want Cinderella and they want to see somebody different. And, oh, boy, how this interesting and exciting. We don't know who's going to win. It's not the same teams. That's what everybody's been preaching, but now you've gotten that, and now they're running away like roaches when the lights come on.
So again, to your point, there's going to be a course correction. Rome wasn't built in a day, but this is the new casino royale that we're seeing in college basketball specifically, maybe other sports, when you throw in these two things. And also, let's throw something else in, gambling that's going on. So I just think that it's a structural shift that's happening on a number of different levels, gambling maybe even above it. But listen, over here in Providence, it hurts our heart that Ed Cooley left, but we had an outstanding team this year. Why? Because of Bryce Hopkins, who he got from Kentucky, who was a five-star guy. So,
we understand the transfer portal, why the mid-majors are able to compete now. We're just wondering, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Rob, and he did, Andre mentioned a structural shift. It could be, and the structural shift, Rob, could be that Division I NCAA basketball doesn't capture the nation's imagination anymore like it used to. I don't think it'll ever get like baseball necessarily, but, it's not going to be that minor league to the NBA that it's always been. Maybe that'll be the case. We'll understand these aren't necessarily the future superstars of the NBA anymore. They're just some college kids, and they're good, and, we'll be into it for the tournament. But our next guest, Aaron Torres, we can get into all of this with him, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest is an FSR weekend host, friend of the show. Does a great job covering the NCAA. Our man, Aaron Torres. Aaron, what up?
What's happening?
Not much. Always, I love talking with you guys. I've had the pleasure of working with Rob in the last few months and seeing him in studio. Chris, we miss you on the West Coast. I know you'll never come back, but someday you let us know. We'll take you out for
Hey, weeks, next okay? time I'm out there, I'll let you know. We'll all do dinner.
Aaron, when California slides into the Pacific Ocean, that's when Chris is coming back just to get his stuff, that's it.
I guess so. I guess I know. You need a new intro. You need an entire country to separate you guys to keep you guys from going at each other. When one of you's not on the pole and one of you's at the pew, but we miss you, Chris. We miss you.
Well, look, man. I appreciate that, and you sound great, but it sounds like you're, Rob, it's not an echo, but it sounds like you're
Are you on the
alone.
Speaker?
Are you like in one of the sections at the game,
game,
and nobody else is there? I mean, ratings are way down. Tickets prices are 91% drop. Aaron, we were just talking about it. I mean, we all love upsets on the first weekend, maybe even the second. But has this gone too far? Go ahead, Rob.
And I was just going to say, I've renamed the Final Four, Chris. Tell them. I've renamed the Final Four.
The Final Flop. That's Rob, not me. The Final Flop is Rob's title for it. So what do you think? I mean, is Rob right? And has this thing gone too far?
So first of all, I took out my Bluetooth headphone because I really thought there was a bad echo. So thanks for nothing on that, guys.
Yes.
But just to set up Rob's punchline. This is what I'll say, right? I love college hoops. I understand that to an outsider, these are not the most intriguing teams. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. What I would say is a couple things. You know, one, UConn's history speaks for itself. Miami was the ACC regular season champ. And so it's like if Miami, literally the same players were just wearing a Duke jersey, everybody, oh, Duke, UConn, what a Final Four. So you have that. And then San Diego State has been one of the most consistent programs in the country the last, you know, probably decade plus. I guess
consistently average.
Consistently average. They've won their conference like
Their conference?
The Mountain West. They just haven't made a deep tournament run to justify. Oh, I'm sorry. Listen, I thought, you know, I know Rob is Mr. Anti whatever. Have you heard of Kawhi Leonard, Chris? Have you heard
no,
of
No, look,
Quinn,
I mentioned Kawhi Leonard and our own Ephraim Salam.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
I'm not as down on it. As Rob, Aaron.
Yeah, but Aaron, me and you can go at it because I'm down on this whole thing, and I'm already – look, sections are available. People aren't showing up. Everybody says they love a Cinderella story, but they don't want three of them together. That's the problem.
So that's true. That's true. There's no doubt. But let me ask you a question, Rob. Are you one of those – college basketball was so great in the 80s, guys. You are, right?
Yes, it was. I knew who was on the team.
Rob. That NC State team that, Jim Valvano running around like a crazy man. NC State was a 6 seed. Danny Manning and the Miracles. Oh, my God, the greatest thing that's ever happened. They were a 6 seed.
The first time
they made a national championship game was a 6 seed. Villanova. Oh, my God, the guys on the floor crying, holding the ball while Patrick Ewing walks off the court. They were an 8 seed. So, you know, if there was an odd couple in 1985, you would have been yelling and screaming about how boring Villanova was, and then 30 years later, we're making documentaries about it. So I get why people are down on this. What I would also say is this notion that somehow, like, oh, this tournament has just jumped the shark, and it's never about the best teams anymore. We had Duke, Carolina, Kansas, and Villanova last year. This is an abnormal year. But listen, I will agree with you. We like the Cinderella. Three of them is not what's probably best for the sport overall.
Well, look, I'm kind of with you, Aaron, just because unless you're a diehard, and I'm not really a diehard of college basketball anymore. No. Obviously, I cover the NBA and the pro sports, but I wouldn't know that many of the players from if it had been a chalk, all number one. You know, obviously you got Brandon Miller, Marcus Sasser, a few of them, but I don't think the average casual fan that watches the tournament would know the players from almost any of the schools nowadays.
It's true. And, you know, I've been traveling, so I haven't heard a ton of other commentary, but I did hear our buddy Colin say this week, you know, college basketball is a sport that you root for the brand. And I get that. And that's where the sport is. It's where it's been for a long time. And so, you know, I can't argue that I'll be honest. I'll be honest, guys. I was on air on Sunday with Brian Noe when Miami made that big run. And I'm thinking, okay, Texas is going to win going to go to the Final Four, and it's going to be all UT fans, and it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. Even I was a little bit let down when Miami won that game. And then I started thinking about how good they are and, you know, whether they're, they play a fun style, all that good stuff. But I understand the brand isn't interesting. But I can't deny, I'm not going to pretend otherwise, that this is a brand-driven sport. You know, everybody knows UConn, the cast of guys that is going to be back to watch the Huskies this weekend. I was talking to one of their assistants today. Kemba's going to be here on Saturday. Ray Allen, Rip Hamilton, et cetera. So the UConn brand is great. But I can't sit here and pretend that there wouldn't be more buzz for this Final Four if it was, you know, Duke instead of Miami and you know, whatever, Arizona instead of San Diego State. I can't argue with you guys.
How about is this their UConn's championship to lose? I mean, basically, if they don't win, something went terribly wrong.
Well, I'll say this, is that, you know, one, first of all, the Gonzaga game, another one I was on air for, it was competitive until Gonzaga's best player picked up his fourth foul on a very questionable call early in the second half. So I don't think that it's going to be a blowout tomorrow. You know, Miami, like I said, they're the ACC regular season champs. They beat Houston. They beat Texas. They beat Duke by 30 during the regular season. They're not going to be afraid of anything. And that's the one thing I will say, guys, is I understand, you know, people are always going to want to see the future NBA players, the one-and-done type guys. And by the way, we probably won't have time. But, Chris, I'd love your perspective on them keeping the one-and-done in place.
Right.
But why I bring it up, the one thing I did think about this week, San Diego State, Miami, because of all these COVID waivers and they got a bunch of grown men that are not right. afraid of this stage. And so I think we'll get two really good games, even if, you know, because I just think they're just older, more mature teams that just they're not going to be fazed if a team goes on an 8-0 run or, you know, 80,000 people in the crowd, stuff like that.
Aaron, we got about a minute and a half for this last answer. How do you feel, or more importantly, how do like the powers that be that run college basketball feel about the state of the sport? Because let's face it, I mean, most people like only are paying attention. I'm generalizing, but until, you know, in March, like what the tournament is phenomenal, but the regular season is just not nearly as compelling as it used to be for most fans. And to your point, the best college-age players are either in the NBA or more now increasingly going to the G League and Overtime Elite and stuff like that. How concerned are the people that run college basketball about the future of the sport?
Well, I think NIL helps because, you know, even like this week, like Duke had two guys announce that they're coming back that if this had even been 3 years ago before NIL, they would have just thrown their name in the draft. And, you know, if they're a second round pick, I'll try to grind my way through, but I got to make money. And so the fact that these kids are now making money, I think is going to allow good players to stay longer that aren't great players, that aren't elite NBA players. And I will say, you know, the transfer portal stuff people complain about, but fans eat it up the same way that fans eat up NBA free agency. Right. You know, we talk about the NBA offseason being bigger than the regular season. I'm telling you right now, I write the articles, I do the YouTube videos, I can see the numbers, they love the portal. So I don't think it's as grim as you would think, Chris. I think they would love a world where there wasn't quite as much player movement, but I think people are pleasantly surprised with NIL keeping some of those great players, Drew Timmy, Oscar Tshiebwe, guys like that in college for an extra year or two.
All right, that's great stuff. That's our man Aaron Torres.
Yeah, I'm a mother. Better win. Host. They better win, you UConn alum.
He doesn't want a mid-major to win.
No.
I wouldn't mind seeing a mid-major win.
Well,
I might like it.
I just know I'm going to be on YouTube in a few days. I'm going to see the YouTube recommendation. Rob Parker rips UConn if they lose. So I just want them to win, so I don't got to hear Rob going after them for the next 4 or 5 days.
You already know it.
I hear you on that. All right, brother. Hey, enjoy the tournament.
Yep.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great night.
All right. Later. Shekel City's next. And big game for the Lakers tonight. That's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like. Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is an NAACP and Webby Award-winning podcast dedicated to all things mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. Here, we have the conversations that help Black women decipher how their past inform who they are today and use that information to decide who they want to be moving forward. We chat about things like how to establish routines that center self-care, what burnout looks and feels like, and defining what aspects of our lives are making us happy and what parts are holding us back. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios, and it is time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Shekel City, Chris, let's welcome back Elijah, who, of course, handles Shekel City. As far as putting out the graphic, he's back on duty. So, Shekel
Welcome
City.
Welcome back, Elijah.
Yes. Sagar's been doing a great job filling in for him, but Elijah's back from maternity leave. What was he on? Paternity? What do they call it when a man gets it?
Paternity.
Paternity, right? Yeah, it can't be maternity.
They didn't have that back when I was, had my baby.
No, you had to go to work. All right.
Right.
All right, here we go, Shekel City. Chris, let's do this. And let's start with a little the best bet. The best bet I got, the Padres, who lost last night. The Padres, I'm doing the money line, minus 200, hosting the Rockies. That's my best bet. Then I got the Nets plus 1.5. They are hosting the Atlanta Hawks. And I got the Grizzlies minus 5 hosting the Clippers. So the Padres on the money line, Nets plus 1.5, and the Grizzlies minus 5. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
Rob, who do you like in this Lakers game tonight? Big game at Minnesota. The Lakers right now, a lot of people expecting big things from them, you know, in the playoffs. Right now, they're the 8th seed in the West. The Lakers are the 9th seed in the West. Minnesota's the 8th seed. They got a half game lead over the Lakers. Lakers win tonight. Obviously, they would move ahead of Minnesota. And they're only still only a game and a half out of 6, which is Golden State. But Who do you like tonight? I see this as a nice litmus test for the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, I expect Minnesota at home, but...
Do you? Okay.
Yeah, I do. But it's because it's an important game. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts when you only have a half a game lead and you want to give it up. And you're playing at home. If this was in L.A. and you lost and you're Minnesota, you could kind of buy into it if you're anything. And they've been ahead of the Lakers, right, most of the year, all of the year for the most part. So I think Minnesota has played well and won a couple recently, Chris, some big games.
They won four of their last five.
Yeah, they've been playing better.
And Karl-Anthony Towns is back.
Exactly. So I'm going to pick Minnesota at home.
It's going to be interesting because everybody's raving about the Lakers now. You know that. Even though they're still in the playoff, firmly in the play-in, I should say. And I think, yeah, they beat Chicago. Okay, big whoop. Chicago's the 10th seed in the East, all right? But if they go into Minnesota, as you said, in Minnesota's gym, Karl-Anthony Towns is back. Anthony Edwards is playing. Rudy Gobert is playing. Mike Conley is playing. And Minnesota's four wins, Rob, they're not chopped liver. They beat Golden State.
Right.
They beat Sacramento. They beat Atlanta, which, you know, is decent and playing for something. And the Knicks.
No. They've been playing well. Right. That's what I'm saying.
So if the Lakers beat them, though, right? Look, you know, with LeBron and AD and some pretty good role players around them, that they're legit. But I think this would be a big statement because they've got talent. We know LeBron's not quite what he used to be. You know, we got to see it come together. And if they win this game, I'm not saying this will mean they're world beaters, but this would be a win that would impress me, Rob. Chicago, I'm not that impressed. Chicago just beat them. They had to get payback. Fine. This would impress me if the Lakers won tonight.
Yeah, that would be against a hot team on the road and a game that they need. So it's kind of like a playoff game.
Right. Because Minnesota needs it just as much as you do.
Right. It's an important game. So it could tell you a little bit about the Lakers and where they are and about Minnesota. Could tell you like they're...
It'd be a big win for Minnesota.
If they win that and they get some separation, a game and a half, how many games are left? Four or five games. There's not that many games left.
Yeah. You're right. Either way, if Minnesota wins, it's a statement for them. If the Lakers win... it's a statement for them. But this is, you know, it's an exciting, you know, time. This is why I've embraced the play-in because it does, Rob, you know, make these last few games interesting. And so we'll see what the Lakers can do tonight. Big game for them. We got 2 hours left here on the iCouple, so y'all know what to do. Lock it on Fox Sports Radio. iCouple.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.